ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
We've been looking at the subject of health and wholeness. God wants us to be healthy. God wants us to be whole, not just in our relationship with Him, but He wants us to be whole in every area of our lives. In 3 John 2, He said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper." And today, as this health and wholeness and healing package that we have in Christ Jesus, we look at one key ingredient again: taking our place in Christ. All things are ours in Christ Jesus, but we must know how to take our place, how to maximize all that has been apprehended for us in Christ Jesus. So open your Bibles, please, with me to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. If you have a Bible like mine, it will say, it's subtitled, where I'm in context, not philosophy, but Christ. So in Colossians chapter 2, we read verses 9 and 10, or rather, let's take it from 8. It said, "Beware, lest any man cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." So it's important. There is a philosophy of men. There is empty deceit. There is the traditions of men. There is the basic principles of this world. And it may be something to be popular, to be acceptable by all, does not mean there is Christ in it. He said, but not according to Christ. So those four things, said, beware of them. Beware of them. No one should cheat us through philosophy and then through empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principle of this world. But he said, for in him, that's verse 10, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Jesus dwells all the fullness of God. And verse 10 says, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. The basic understanding of that scripture can set us in a celebration mood. All things are ours in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says. But it also says we are complete in him who is the head of all principality. The first thing that I want to say tonight is that, please, God wants you to take your place in Christ. And like I was often encouraged in our services, that, for us to grow into Christ, the Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18, but he said, beloved, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For us to take our place, for us to grow, we must understand the things that have been freely given to us. So I've encouraged that sometimes you just need to run the scriptures, in him scripture. This is one of the in him scriptures. It says we are complete in him. We are perfected in him. We are being matured in him. So God wants to take our place in Christ. That's the first thing I'd like to say tonight. And not outside Christ, because he said outside Christ, what you find is philosophy, empty deceit, traditions of men. What you find is basic principle. Because it's common, so everybody must accept it. No, it doesn't mean Anything that is void of Christ is void of life. And if anything is void of life, we can predict the end. But something that is stable is that we are complete in Him. We are perfected in Him. We are matured in Him. Not just in Him, not just in Christ. And He has made in Christ, He is the head of all principalities and power. So God wants us to take our place in Christ. He wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to live in health. And one of the will of God for our lives is that, the will of God is the word of God. So one of the things that we know from God's word is in 3 John 2, is that I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. So we need to come into that place where we understand all the things that has been given to us in Christ. So the question again tonight is that how did we get into Christ? How did we get into Christ? I mean, that's the salvation experience. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we understand how we got into Him. I mean, it's very clear. It's very clear. And you will see the word Him. In again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. It said, therefore, from now, we regard no one according to the flesh. So we need to move from traditions of man. We need to move from philosophy of man. We need to move from empty deceit. We need to move from all the things that are not based according to the principle of Christ. He said, therefore, from now, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know Him like that no longer. He said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that's how we get into the flow of this blessing. We have to be in Christ. If we are in Christ, we have to become a new creation. He said, all things are passed away, all things have become new, and all things are of God. So there is a work of transformation, a work of salvation, a work of redemption. We were once slaves to sin, but Christ came and died for the ungodly. In Romans 5:8, he said, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we were without strength, Christ died for us. So God wants us to take our place in Christ, but we must also understand how we got into Christ. And he said, now that we are in Him, we have to also walk in Him. In Colossians chapter 2, we know how we got into Him. Then we must also begin to see the reality of our walk with Him. We must walk in that reality. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, it said, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him. That's another in Him scripture. When we are walking in Him, see what happened in verse 7. We are rooted. We are built up in Him, and we are established. So we are rooted, we are built up, we are established in the faith. So no storms of life can take us out. No situation and circumstances of life can take us out. One of the things we can also discover that we have in Christ is even when Jesus was here, the Bible talks about something about Him in Luke 2:52. He said, the child grew. So God wants us to grow in Him. 2 Peter 3:18 that I quoted earlier on, he said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God wants us to grow. God doesn't want us to remain children, tossed away by life, by circumstances. God wants us to master things. We are God because we are complete in Him, who is the head over principalities and power, then we are able to also control the affairs of this world. He said, we are rooted and built up in Him. We are establishing the faith, and then we are bound in the reality of this life with thanksgiving. So we are in Him. So He expects us, if we are aware of that, to also grow up, be rooted and built up in Him. We receive Him. We have received Him. John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become. Because we have received Him, health and wholeness is ours. Deliverance is ours. Victory is ours. Peace of mind is ours. Joy is ours. Why? Because we are in Him. He's the Prince of Peace. In John 16:33, he said, in the world, we may have what looks like tribulation, trials. He said, but be of good cheer. He said, because I have overcome the world. So we are in Him. We have received Him. So we must walk in Him. Peradventure, you have not received Him. You have not obeyed. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So you can do Romans 10:10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, you believe Him in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, He said, you will be saved. You will be saved. For confession is made unto salvation. You will be saved. So if you know or agree or align and confess that all that Jesus did through Christ, all that God did through Christ that resulted in the work of redemption, it is a reality. It can become a reality in your own life. So, taking our place, there are two sides to it. There is the legal side, and there is the vital side. The legal side is the basic substitutionary work. Jesus went to the cross. I mean, if you are not in Him, you may not understand that. But Galatians 3:13, he said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. So there is a substitutionary work in redemption. Jesus Christ took our place. He took the way, the place of humanity. He broke the sting of sin. He dissolved the curse of the devil. I mean, it's just something that is legal. It cannot be undone. In Colossians 2:15, he said, having spoiled. So their effect is nullified. But there is also the vital aspect, which means the reality of it. When we begin to believe it and we begin to confess it, and then we begin to appropriate it in our lives. For example, health and wholeness that we're talking about, healing, health, wholeness that we're talking about. In Isaiah 53, it says, He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon Him. That is of a legal thing. He was bruised for our iniquities. Everything, our diseases, our infirmity has been laid upon Him. But you see, even though it's legal, we must also look at the vital aspect when we begin to appropriate it. The Bible says it's legal. Isaiah prophesied, Jesus came to fulfill it in Matthew 8:17. They said He healed all the diseases that were brought to Him when the evening came. So when Jesus left, the apostles also walk in the reality of it. So 1 Peter 2:24, he said that it may be fulfilled, that which was written. So Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So it's legal. The subject of sin being dealt with forever on behalf of mankind is legal. It becomes vital the day a man responds to the message of the gospel. The subject of our prosperity is also legal. In 2 Corinthians 9:8, it said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know there is that grace. Even though it was rich, yet for your sake. If you can even study 2 Corinthians 8:9, 2 Corinthians 9:8, 2 Corinthians 8:9 is the one that you know the grace. 2 Corinthians 9:8, it said, that grace will abound towards you, that you will have sufficiency. It is legal. And so we can walk vitally in the reality of it by believing it in our heart and by confessing it with our mouth. Faith is not a mechanical thing. Faith is not even a formula. But faith is born out of our trust and relationship with God. So Jesus spoiled principalities and power. It is legal. We are crucified with Him. Galatians 2:20. We died with Him. We suffered with Him. I mean, in that substitutionary work, it's so clear. Romans 4:25, the sting of sin is broken. Romans 5:12, he died in our place. And then it becomes vital when we come into him. And it becomes vital when we begin to appropriate it in our own life as sons and daughter of God. It becomes vital when we begin to take our place as the triumphant church. We take our place in Christ. It becomes a reality in our lives because it does not only work for us, but God also uses us as we yield ourselves as vessels of honor to minister that same grace of healing, of wholeness, of deliverance, of victory in other people's life. So it's a place of responsibility. We need to understand this legal aspect of our redemption and then the vital aspect of our redemption. And as we cooperate with God, we need to enforce it. There are privileges that comes with that. The privileges of sonship, peace of mind, prosperity, health and healing. We take authority because we are complete in him who is the head of principalities and power. In other words, we can subdue them. He said, I give unto you power to tread. Luke 10:19. Jesus even said that before going to the cross. So, but it's established for us today. He said, we are of God. 1 John 4:4. Little children, and we have overcome them. We have overcome sickness. We have overcome demons. We have overcome disappointment. We have overcome retrogression. We are of God, little children, and we have overcome them. For greater, mightier is in us than he that is in the world. That is the word of God. When we choose to believe that, when we choose to confess it, when we choose to appropriate that into our lives, and then we must take responsibilities. Take responsibilities. Stand in capacities. I mean, God has made us his ambassadors. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. We are his ambassador. We are his righteous ones. So we must take responsibility and do the work of Jesus in our own generation by engaging in the ministry of reconciliation. That men will come to the fellowship of these mysteries that God has revealed to us in Christ. Today, I want you to consider it. All things are yours in Christ Jesus. You are not trying to get blessed. Faith is not about getting and getting and getting. No. You are blessed, Ephesians 1:3, with all of the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ again. Today, we have the life of God in us. It's called the Zoe, the nature we share in that life. It's a DNA, DNA of health, DNA of victory, DNA of an endless life. We have the Zoe, the life of God, flowing, the nature of God. The nature of dominion flows in you. We subdue the heart. We excel in our family. We excel in our businesses. We excel in our career path. We excel in our walk with God because we have a thriving fellowship with God our Father. So we have his DNA. We carry his DNA. And then we have everything we have is in him. So the redemption is complete. We cannot get into work. Our redemption in him is complete. It's complete. So today, I encourage you, take what already belongs to you. A lot of the times, the reality is that when we translate this vital thing, a whole lot of the time, people have different approaches to different things. But the truth is that if we look at the word of God, we are not trying to get things. We are already blessed. We are not trying to get blessed. We are already blessed. But we need to understand how to appropriate the blessings of God. In Proverbs 13:22, which is the desire of God, even from the Old Testament, Proverbs 13:22, it says the blessing of the Lord. So there is the blessing of the Lord, which is the nature, his character, his goodwill towards us. The blessings of the Lord to take authority, to subdue, to walk in love, to walk in faith, to walk walk in power. The blessings of the Lord hearts to us. It, the rich there is not just talking about material thing. No. When our life, we are blessed, just like he spoke over Abraham, and our lives become a blessing. So, walk in the reality of ace. A lot of people will say sometimes, I want to break through. Mm-mm, you're already broken through. All you need to do is to appropriate all that belongs to you in Jesus Christ. Some people say, oh, I want to get healed. No, don't try to get healed. You are already healed. All you need to do is also to appropriate that blessing. I believe God, because even in the natural father, we want the best for our children. So I believe that God wants the best for us. God wants you to live in health. God wants you to live in wholeness. God wants you to live your days without sickness, without trouble, without disappointment. Even though trouble may come, disappointment may come, symptoms of diseases may come, we can stand our ground because we are complete in Him, who is the head of principalities and power, and those things will give way. The symptoms will leave. The disappointment will fade away. The curse is dissolved already. You are not cursed. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, being made a curse for you. It is written, curse is everyone. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. The curse of the law, the only way for you and I to get an insight into it is to go back to the law, which is the first five book of the whole Testament. And the curse is summarized in Deuteronomy 28. And it's categorized into three areas. Sin, sickness, and poverty. And Christ came at the fullness of time to redeem us from that curse. We are blessed today in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. We are blessed with all spiritual blessing. He said, as therefore, Colossians 2:6, that we have received Christ, walking in Him. And you can start today by practicing the word. Study the word. Meditate upon the line of faith, healing, Holy Spirit. Just meditate on this scripture so that you can understand the legal aspect, and then you can begin to appropriate it vitally in your life today. Hebrews 13:8 is one of my favorite scriptures. It said, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It means what God has done in the time past that we has been reaching down for our admonition is committed to doing it right now. And even tomorrow, if we are not here, heaven and earth passed away, His word will never go unfulfilled. Thank you for being part of our service today. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,